I can't react unless he signs. Once he signs, then I have a reaction. But right now, I don't have anything. I don't know what he's going to do. What if he gets there and then decides not to? Then what I do? I'm sitting up here and made a comment that really doesn't matter.
Well, Donald, let's assume. I mean, if he's going
to... Let's assume.
Let's assume he's going to do this. Like, what do you think?
I get a pink jersey. A pink, purple, all of them. He'll get them all, so I'll get one of those. But that's about it. I don't know. I don't know what my reaction would be right now. You know, I don't know what's going to happen if he signs with them. But, I mean, our goal is to... We have to play them sooner or later. And our goal is to beat them. So that's all that matters to me.
Do you think it changes the complexion of the division and things like
I don't. I don't think so at all. I think, he's a good quarterback. We all know that. He's a Hall of Famer, but I don't think it's going to change who's going to be on top of the division. That's our goal, is to be on top of the North, and we're not going backwards for anyone. You know, regardless of what teams get who, and so that's where we at right now.
Do you get the sense that the Vikings, okay, this whole off-season drama and saying, hey, you know, we're done with the deal, and then letting them come back in, do you think they think they're a player away? Do you get that sense?
I don't know. You know, my thing is that I don't play for the Vikings, so I don't know exactly what they're doing over there. I'm not in their locker room. I'm not upstairs with them on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, I know what we have over here, and that's the team that's going to win the NFC North and go to the Super Bowl. So that's where I'm at.
Donald, you went through, I mean, this whole team had to go through an interesting situation last summer because of what he was doing, and it may or may not have affected you. Do you think they know what they're getting into in terms of that stuff that comes with it?
That is their problems right now. We don't have them over here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So we're dealing with our problems, and right now we don't have any, so we're happy.
Did you ever have any difficulty, though, dealing with Favre's trouble with dealing with his future?
No, I don't. I can't control any of that. You know, I mean, I have my own worries. I can't worry about another man's problems. So, no, that's his issues. He deals with them the way he wants to deal with them. And I deal with mine the way I want to deal with them. And that is sit up here and smile in front of you guys.
Donald, have you had any communication with Brett in the last few weeks?
I have. Yes, I have.
Texting or a phone or...
A phone is, you can text and call her on the phone. Huh? I've done it all.
What have you said to him? What has he said to you?
Well, I don't know. You know, it was a conversation, you know, between me and him.
Did he hint that he might come back?
No, we didn't have any. It wasn't even about that. You know, we just tried to see how each other was doing and all that, but that was it. We didn't talk about anything else.
So do you look forward to facing him?
If he's there, I am willing to face him. I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice at all, so I'll be ready.
Do you like what receivers are going into this next couple of preseason games? Anything else you think you want to work on for Buffalo?
We just feel like we can get better. That's one thing. You know, our biggest focus was yards after the catch, and that's our goal right now, is to make sure that we get that title back. So right now that's what our main focus on is, just making sure the running game is well protected as far as the blocking with the receivers and the yards after the catch. Thank you, baby.